Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
It's time for another conversation. Welcome to Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and I have with me Kristen McDermott. She's an author, resilience expert, licensed marriage and family therapist, and a family and business therapist. And this time, we're going to be talking about how can we encourage resilience in our children or our students. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
So let's get right into it, Kristen. Are we going to be talking about children in general, or are we going to also students? How are we going to do this?
I mean, I think either one. Let's talk about children. And okay. I mean, it really applies to, you know, it applies in schools and, you know, that also. But for the purpose of this, let's talk about like parenting, because I've been talking a lot about parenting lately.
Okay. All right. So how can we encourage resilience in our children?
Well, as you know, from the last time we spoke, I have a lot of different pillars in my model. But for the purposes of being concise here, I think one of the most important things that we are trying to do when we teach parenting. So I have a resilience-based parenting online course and then one of parenting through divorce. So what we are trying to do in our parenting courses is help parents raise children who have self-efficacy. And self-efficacy just means that we believe that we can actually have positive impact in our own lives. So that we can, you know, decide this is what we want and we can take action that will actually achieve that. And so when you think about parenting, I think that, you know, ultimately what we're trying to do is raise children who can then become adults, raise kids who can feel confident making decisions for themselves, leaving the nest, going out in the world and being successful, however they define success. So, yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone, I think, thinks about that up front, but that's what we are really thinking about. And so in order to do that, I think that you need to start looking pretty early, like as early and as often as you possibly can, for ways that you can actually transfer responsibility to your kids. And I really think there are kind of three foundational things to think about if you want to raise children who can take responsibility for their own lives. So the first thing I would say is we structure our resilience-based parenting program as conversations. So we're trying to just send out little things that do not take long to listen to or read. And they're basically conversation starters. So conversations that parents can start with their kids that will not be, you know, those giant talks where you have to call your kid into the room and say, sit down and talk about something big. Just small conversations that you can fit into everyday life that change the dynamic and really build resilience in your kids, but also improve your relationship. So the first thing is this idea that I will level with you. Like as a parent, I will level with you. I will tell you the truth. Now, that does not mean you can't have any privacy as a parent. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, keep certain things to yourself. But it does mean that you acknowledge that your children can feel what's going on with you. You know, if you're mad at your spouse and you're pretending like everything's fine, your children are not stupid. They feel that. And when you don't acknowledge the truth of the emotions, that it's like it's confusing for them. Because they're stuck with either having to decide to trust you or trust their own gut, right? So I think as parents, we want to be the source of good information. Like I want my kids to come to me when they have a question about the world, because I would rather give them the information than, you know, the internet or some peer. So this idea of leveling with your kids. And again, you know, you're giving age appropriate information. You don't have to, but you can certainly say, you know what, you're right. I'm angry, but I don't feel like telling you any more details about that. So I'm working on it. You know, that's enough.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
For all your events, such as educational forums, workshops, book launches, weddings, and more, contact Noreen Daly, the ultimate MC and event host. Visit NoreenDaly.com or follow her on Instagram at Noreen Daly Jam. Noreen Daly, creating long-lasting memories.
I'm listening to you, and I lived in the States for a bit for school. But one of the things that I've observed, mm-hmm. and I'm sure because I have people in different countries, there are those of us who in the Caribbean, well, I'm not of that mindset, but I know that growing up, my parents wouldn't think that they should have a conversation with me about certain things. They're going to tell me what I'm supposed to do. So what you're talking about is a serious mindset shift that will have to happen, especially within a Caribbean context.
You know what? Absolutely. And again, like this, it might not, if the way people are doing it is working for them, mm-hmm. they certainly don't need this. What I okay. find in my private practice, because I love working with high school and college kids, mm-hmm. is that there's a lot of resentment. Like there are the kids True. Come to resent their parents, and they resent them because they're feeling so stifled and over controlled. And like their parents never let them have any voice or control over their own lives. Mm. So they're just mad. And when kids get in resistance mode, they're not being constructive or creative. They're literally like, they're not even thinking. All they're doing is trying to do the opposite. You know, this is why kids act out, because True. They're just like, you can't control. It's human nature. Mm-hmm. If you tried to control me, I'd push against you. Mm-hmm. It's just, we don't. And so I'm not saying don't be the authority figure. I'm not saying, okay. Just be your kid's friend. I'm mm-hmm. just saying that you can still set very firm rules and boundaries. But when you say, well, I'll have a conversation with you and I will hear you out, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change anything I'm doing. When you give your kid the opportunity to engage in conversations, they learn and practice like creating an opinion and, arguing for the and changing and listening and all those things, instead of if you just say, because I told you so, then they just are going to shut down and probably be mad and then not think either. They're only going to just think the opposite instead of taking responsibility for why they are behaving in certain ways.
True. All right. Continue with the other.
So the three that I was saying are the foundations is this idea that I will level with you. Mm-hmm. And the other one is I will listen to you. And, listening does not mean you have to give up or give in. It just means that you actually take a little time to try to understand what the person is saying. Again, you could leave that experience not having changed your mind at all, but at least you will understand the thinking. And when it comes to kids, we want to understand our kids' thinking because a lot of times they're just missing information or they're just thinking about something totally wrong. And they're not getting it. But if you just control and shut them down and don't try to listen, you're not going to understand where the holes in their thinking are. You're not going to be able to give them the other information that they need so that when you do hand over responsibility to them, they can, they're not going to be as prepared to think well and take care of themselves.
True. And the other one?
And then the last one is, so I will level with you, I will listen to you, and then I will transfer responsibility to you. So, I mean, there are obviously, as our kids go from, being 8 to 18, there's a whole range of ways that we can transfer responsibility. And they obviously start small, but, think about the homework battle, for example. I mean, I hear this so much where parents are just so annoyed at having to nag their children about homework, And it's like, that's something that when your kids are younger and the stakes are not high, you can actually, there are some ways you can start to transfer responsibility, but if you don't and you wait all the way till now you are really, it matters. If you think it matters what your kids' grades are, you've sort of created a monster where your kid's just resisting and they're not buying in to why, grades matter. And now you feel like as a parent, it's your responsibility to stay on top of them. So, I mean, there, you know, this is a whole, there, you know, there are a million examples of how you can transfer responsibility. And look, sometimes your kids don't live up to it. Sometimes they mess up, and then they learn and they have to suffer the consequences.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Does your business lack branding? Having difficulty realizing your vision? Look no further. Splinth Brand Design Consultancy specializes in developing personal and business brands. Services include strategic management, website creation, social media branding, and more. Visit them online at www.wearesplinth.com. Splinth, the brand you need to succeed.
As we're wrapping up, but why is this whole idea of resilience important even to children and our relationships?
Because life is going to have obstacles. It just is. Like, no one is immune to the ups and downs of life. And so this, all that I've been talking about self-efficacy is when life gets challenging. If you have self-efficacy, then you look at what you can control. Your conversation in your head is, wow, this is really hard. I am not enjoying this. Okay, so what can I do to take care of myself? What can I do to be successful here? When you don't have self-efficacy, you're looking outside of yourself, right? You're a victim. Life is happening to you. You don't know how to take care of yourself. So you become you're helpless. So that's really how resilience helps you. And that's how self-efficacy builds resilience.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if you got nothing else from the conversation, just a quick recap. In encouraging resilience in our children, our students, have the mindset that you will have conversations with them and you will level with them. You will listen and you will work on transferring responsibility. This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties. Keep us together.